Never have.
Well, you should.
I'm not trusting them.
I believe tomorrow night at the Rex Cafe they serve them.
No kidding? Is that in Helena?
West Helena.
Okay.
At the Rex Motel. The cafe right in front of the Rex. I believe on Wednesday nights is their night, sir.
I'm going to rush over to that. Holiday Inn food ain't too good.
Well, that's better food over at the Rex over here in West Elm. But now I'll tell you how we done the sausage. That's going really, I know good and well. Right. Where you say you from?
I'm from Georgia.
Well, hell, you ought to heard them talk about this. See, we'd sit there and grind them, and mother and daddy, you know, one or the other would mix them. Mother and daddy would generally always be mixing them. But we'd have maybe two grinders going, hand grinders. And they'd fry them. My sisters would be frying them, my mother.
Frying sausage?
Yeah, and fry them, you know, just fry them right there on the stove. And then you put them in this crock, a big crock, about that high, about a 5 gallon, I'd say, half in. And you just pour the sausage, I mean, you place the sausage in there, and then you pour the grease on it. Or when you got it full, it would be grease over the sausage. Well, she'd put what you call a flour sack and paraffin on that and tie it with wire and carry it to the smokehouse. We call that a smokehouse, you know. All right, when you run out of one of them things, you went and got one. And you just take that sausage, you just add grease in there, would preserve it, and you take that and put it in a skillet. And man, I'm going to tell you what, there ain't nothing in this day like it. And you can come in from school, you know, slice your onion and steal you one of them biscuits that was you didn't eat that morning for breakfast and slip out there and dig in that grease and steal one of them songbooks, and you can go home and milk two or three cows before you got hungry again. And pump a lot of water for the mules and chuck a lot of corn. That's right.
Did you ever make anything out of the head of the hog? Or?
Oh, Mama made hog head cheese all the time.
Yeah, some folks.
Yeah, Mother made hog head cheese.
I knew folks.
Hell, made cheese out of milk, soap out of the damn grease. Oh, Mother's done it all. We've done it all on the farm, right on our farm, at one time or the other. Yeah. I don't remember, just hominy, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, lye hominy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they would.
I don't remember. Mother made a million pounds of.
If you put that in lye, my goodness, how would it? Lye's poor.
Well, we didn't use lye. We used ashes, which is the same thing. Only lye is a little tougher. But I don't know. It slacked that water somehow. Done something. I don't know what it done, but it damn sure made some good stuff. Like we love that, huh? And we've parched that hominy even.
Yeah. Would you ever eat the liver?
Oh yeah, we used haslips. That's what they called haslips. Mother would cut the liver, the lights, and the heart up, and make a stew. Oh, it was great. And I'd still make it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. It's rich, but she put two or three strains of red pepper, like that up yonder, hanging over there. I don't know, that's garlic and pepper too, hanging on that string, see. Now that's not exactly the kind of way my mother done it, but my wife, she got it a little different. See, that's garlic and hanging on that string.
Yes.
And peppers, I think that's right, by saying that. And when she gets ready, she just pulls one off, makes another.